Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy, knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Tigers and Royals series opener at Kauffman Stadium, where Tigers starter Jordan Zimmermann has had a lot of success. The offense having success in this one. Pick it up, top two, Ian Kinsler facing Jason Vargas.
And a fly ball out left center field. Alex and Kane converge, and the ball drops between the two. A dive by Kane, a runner coming around third, and a relay throw home by Escobar is cut off. Kinsler plugged the gap perfectly. Nick Castellanos, and he hits a high drive to deep center. That will score Kinsler easy. Back goes Kane and gone. Castellanos to dead center. That one had a lot of hang time. We told you about the wind. It's blowing to left. So anything hit in the air from dead center to the left field foul pole, the wind will help. And so will the temperature and the humidity. That ball just carried and carried. It is 4-0 Detroit.
It was the 2-2, a swing and a high fly ball. Hit well to left field, and that's deep, and that ball is gone. A home run for Mikey Matuk. Wow. This is un-Vargas-like, who came in with tremendous numbers at Kauffman Stadium this year, but Jason has now given up 6 runs in only 3 innings. So he's given up 12 runs in his last 2 starts, covering 7-plus innings. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed by Whit Merrifield as he reached for that slider that bent down and away. Kane goes, the pitch swung on and missed, and that will do it for the Royals. They get a couple of hits but leave 2 more, and at the end of 3, it's 6-0 Tigers. Here's the pitch. Moose swings and misses at a high heater and strikes out 2 gone. Here's the pitch. A strike 3 call in the outside corner. He was able to catch it with a curveball, so Hosmer is out number 1.
Runs guy.
And now he jams Hosmer, who hits a slow roller to Kinsler, who throws him out, and mercifully this game has ended. 10-2 Detroit.
Here's Royals manager Ned Yost after the loss.
Just wasn't sharp. Just struggled with command. Pitches were kind of flat. Just one of those nights for him. Just pitches up in the zone, catching a little bit too much for the plate. Yeah, he's doing much better. Hit him in a good spot, kind of hit, right in here on his wrist and kind of deadened it, got numbed it, his hand up for about 5 minutes, and he's feeling much better. So he'll be okay.
Jason Vargas couldn't get out of the 3rd inning in a rough loss Monday night against the Tigers. Here's Vargas on his performance.
Hard time finding the part of strike zone that was, gonna get me back into some counts, and just wasn't able to do that, man. Wasn't really competitive at all. Left a lot of pitches over the middle. It was very similar to last time out in Seattle. I just wasn't able to get out of the innings, and really didn't give us much to work with.
Was it tough getting the low strike call tonight a little bit?
Like I said, it's just all about being able to get into a rhythm and get into a rhythm in the strike zone. And, I just wasn't able to do that apparently. And, because of that, I left some pitches up and definitely got punished for them.
You mentioned the last start in Seattle. Was there similarities between the two?
When you're in getting into counts where you're putting yourself in a bad position where you have to make a pitch in the part of the strike zone that there's less room for error. It's just, a run of those type of situations where I wasn't able to recover and, get into a position where I was able to get back into counts and put guys away.
you had the All-Star game in the middle. Do you feel that way at the All-Star game, or is that just a totally different animal?
Oh, I mean, that was just so quick that I can't even compare it to a normal start or a normal game. So, I mean, that's really not a anything to judge it by, I wouldn't think.
Game two of this four-game set Tuesday, Battle of the Southpaws. Matthew Boyd on the mound for Detroit against Travis Wood for KC.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.